Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What thought would you like to think about today? I've had many wonderful people bringing suggestions of things that I should think about and things that are fun to think about and things that are great to think about, even pouring me tea while I'm thinking about it. Now, what sort of thoughts would you like to think about? How about a thought like, what's the kingdom of God? This is one that Ellen is talking about. What is the kingdom of God? Where is God? People ask every day where God is. They all say, where is God? And what is God? Is God capitalized or is God lowercase? Is God in me? Or is, if God is in me, then he sure is not letting me know about it, you know. And God lets us know about it. God lets us know about it very much. But that's because we are God totally. Now, there are times that we act like we think God should act, and there are times we act like we think God shouldn't act. But is there anything God should do or God shouldn't do? Can God be his playful self? And is God a his, him, her, it? Is God anything like that? Just what is God? Now, the theologians for all time have asked themselves, God, reveal yourself to me. You know, God, help thou mine unbelief. And God says, don't be stupid. Your unbelief is me and your belief is me. You know, everything is me. I'm the all. I'm the is. I'm the all. I'm the everything. So don't try to say that something you do is not me, that just something you do is not me that you think I would be doing. And that's okay. Now, is there anything that I would not be doing? Is there anything that I'm incapable of doing? Is there anything that that is in the universe, in the world, in the allness or the isness, whatever we can conceive of that to be, where I am not? So, think about it. All the biblical references point to God being everywhere. And all the philosophers point to man, know thyself, you know. This is the truth where... And the Master Jesus said, go within, the kingdom of God is within. And look, lo here, lo there, Luke 17:21. But the kingdom of God is within each man. Now, if you're a Christian, you must say, okay, that's a good answer. If you're not Christian, you must say, that's an interesting answer, you know. And what do the Hebrews say? What do the Mohammeds say? What do the Mormons say? What do all these people say? Well, they all come right out with the same point of view. And some of them even say it's what Jesus said. And they say that's what they believe. Now, but what do you believe? What do you believe? Now, if you have any children, and the children do good things, you say, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. God loves you. You know. And if the children do bad things, they say, that's a bad boy. God doesn't love that sort of action. Well, God, that was God acting. Now, we don't want to teach children that the policemen are good when they enforce the law on somebody else, and they're bad when they enforce the law on us. That's like saying God is good when it enforces the law on somebody else and not enforces the law on us. And that's sort of silly. But that's the way we think. That's the way we think. We think that things that are beneficial to us are beneficial and good, and things that are not beneficial are not good. They're not godly. They're devilish. Well, what does the Bible say about the devil? It's just a fallen angel, you know? And it's not really fallen very far because it's still there, you know? It's still on talking terms with God as God. The angel is as much God as the devil is God. Everything is God. So, what are we going to do about it? You know, we have people calling here at the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, the Church of God Unlimited, every day with questions about, how can I say I'm God? Why can I say I'm God? How can I listen to God? How can I know what God wants me to do? Okay. Just settle this once and for all in your mind. You are God, and you want you to do whatever you want you to do. Okay? So now, if you are God and you want you to do whatever you want you to do, then where are you going to find out about it? You're going to listen in your heart. You're going to listen to your inner thought. And as you listen to your inner thought, you'll come up with what it is that you want to do. Now, what is it you want to do? Say, you want to go skiing. Well, I'm going to go skiing, and I'm going to go ready. I'm going to take a lot of bandages along because, you know, I'm going to go on the killer slope, and I'm going to take a lot of friends along who are going to bring me back so and, you know, fix my legs up. Holy cow. I wouldn't go skiing if I were anticipating such a thing like that. My goodness sakes, no. Do you think these crazy, wild, harebrained, totally nothingness people who jump off of these high, high, high ski jumps and do flips in the air and turns and twists and come down on their skis going in the right direction smoothly, and then shortly they come to a stop? What magical people. It's in their brain. It's in their head. It's in their head alone. Don't you recognize it? You got to be God, be able to do things like that. My goodness sakes, that's wonderful. That's magical. That's beautiful. No, so you want to run a big business? Same thing. You don't go with failure complexes. Some people like to do that. But you don't go with failure complex. You go with, I'm going to succeed. You don't go into business to fail. My goodness sakes, if you do, I don't want you on my team, I tell you. Uh-huh. Now, Sylvia is going into the kitchen, and I am giving a very fascinating talk in the dining room. And Sylvia's got her ear tuned on the dining room. And then she looks at the stove, and she's, oh my God, I'm burning the food. And she quickly pulls the food off the fire, and she says, stupid, stupid. I'm trying to do two things at once, and I'm not doing well by either. I'm not listening well to what Herb has to say because I got something else on my mind. I'm not paying attention to the cooking because I got something else on my mind. You see, we want to learn to be one-pointed. When Sylvia is one-pointed cooking meals, her meals are delicious, right?
Yes.
When Sylvia is not one-pointed on cooking her meals, my eggs always come out toasted, roasted on the top and the bottom, instead of nicely toasted on the bottom, just gently warmed, and the top just sort of lovely, heated over. Just beautiful. But no, she makes sloppy, crooked eggs because she's got other things in her mind. Every time Sylvia is a master, which could be all the time on cooking, every time she's a master on cooking, she does super work, doesn't she?
Yes.
Okay. Every time she's got something else on her mind, she's a very poor cook. And that goes for all of us. So Ingeborg comes down and waters my plants. And she's watering my plants, and she waters my plants. She waits till it gets black night to come down and water. Then she waters them in the dark, and I don't have any outside lights there. And she's watering and watering. And then in the morning, I go out, and I see half the plants she forgot to water. She thought she watered them because she got the pan filled and went around, took it, you know, but she couldn't see. But if she would come down in the daylight, you know, even just immediately after supper, she could see what she's doing. But no, she comes down in the night because it's so cool and so lovely, and she can toddle around and puddle around and play around with the perfect temperature, you know, just so wonderful outside, but you can't see a thing. And Brian said he has fixed all the things, and I went around, and out of my 15 plants that have little watering things to it, about 7 of them have a little bit of water coming out, and the rest of them have none. And they have none. They have none. It's kind of a shame. But it's just the way that the thing works sometimes, you know. So I go around with the hose and finish up the jobs and make sure everybody gets something to drink. And my plants like to drink. Mm-hmm. And it's a hot weather up here right now, and they like lots of water to feel that they're cared for. Okay. How do you connect with God inside of yourself? Once you decided that you're going to be that skier that's going to do those crazy convolutions on skis, you're going to do that. I mean, you got to have a lot of skill, and you got to have a lot of guts, and you got to have good skis, and you got to be able to get up there to do that, and let them think that you're good enough to do it, because they don't let everybody go off there. Because, I mean, they'd have a bunch of dead bodies down below if they did that. Because they jump up there, and you're coming this way, down, 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 down. Hundreds of feet you're coming down, you know. And then you come sliding along. You have it all just so just like you're landing an airplane at several hundred miles an hour, and you grease it in. You can't bounce it. Because you start bouncing, and it bumps, whoo, you'd never get down. You have to gently bring it down with tail low first, and bring the rear wheels in, and come in gently, and then bring it in. You have to grease it in. It's same with skiing, same with anything else. It's a skill. It's an art. Okay. Ellen took flying lessons, and most of her flying lessons were in her heart. She listened in her heart. She said, okay, God, you and I are going flying. God said, no, you're going flying. If I'm separate from you, I'm not going with you. If I'm one with you, I'm going with you. Okay, then we're a team. Okay, so Ellen reads her lesson, and she does what the book says. And her instructor says, you're great. And then her instructor one day says, okay, Ellen, take it out. You're alone. What? A solo, you know. And he always catches you unaware. And you say, okay. You know, your takeoffs aren't bad. You know, you can do that pretty well. But the landing, it's not bad either. It's just remember what to do. Remember to throttle back. Remember to get yourself in the stall position. Get yourself near the earth. Get yourself at 500 feet or less. And then start bringing her in at the right location. So if you'll hit the end of the runway, just... And you just know these things. You just know these. And then as soon as you sort of, whew, and you come up to the instructor says, good, go again. Ha! And again, again, again. And you get the confidence, you know. And you feel so good. And you say, wow, this is easy, like rolling out of a log. How wonderful, you know. And so it is great. Now, what did Ellen do? She listened to the divine within guiding her. Her mind was so filled up with fright at first, you know. Oh, you know, it's me alone, man. He's not going to be here in case I do something silly. You know. Well, don't do something silly. And the divine voice in me says, Ellen, shape up. Ellen, you can do this. Ellen, I'm with you. Ellen, I'm holding the stick. Okay, God, thank you. But Ellen, you got to hold the stick too, or else I can't hold it because I'm here, you know, as you. And so... Ellen does it, and she listens to God, and she hears it, and she does perfect landings every time. And then she does her cross country by herself, and she goes over to Ramona, and she says, wow, this is really cool. And she should have done at least a dozen more, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if you don't do it and keep yourself flowing with it, you get out of the thrill of it, you get out of the thing. Now, Ellen is an excellent pilot. Ellen passed with flying colors, top of the class. She was the top of her class. She was the only student in the class. But she was the top of the class. And her instructor says, you did very well. In fact, the instructor says, I'm going to go get married and I won't see her for a long time. And so her little French boy went away and she had to fly by herself. But then she lost her enthusiasm. She lost her enthusiasm for one reason. Because she lost her contact with the divine within. If she had stayed in contact with the divine within, with God, if she had stayed in contact with the divine within, knowing, I know that I know that I know I can do these things, it's so simple, then she would go do it. But once she lost the instructor left, and that took away her self-confidence and her courage. Now, if you ever have self-confidence and courage in somebody outside of yourself, don't, because they could go. They could go and do other things. They don't have to stay around. I mean, he's a handsome young French boy, found this beautiful girl, and got married, and went off on a honeymoon. Never came back. They had a great old time. So, but you see, Ellen, because of that, she felt that she was not good enough. Now, if you're on your ski board, and you're up in the sky, coming down to land on the old terra firma, on the old snowbank there, you better be ready. And you better stay on the ski area, because if you come down in deep snow, it's a sudden stop and boom. You had it. So you see, there's so many ramifications. And when you listen to God within, when you learn to listen with God within, when you believe that God is within and to listen to, then magic and miracles happen. But if you don't know that God is within, if you don't believe and listen to God within, you'll have trouble. We have a handy boy who we've been using for a couple of days, and he comes over. Oh, I'm sorry that I made this. Oh, I'm sorry I did this. Hey, we should say to him, I'm not dealing with Ellen, but we should say to him, don't tell me you're sorry. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't have to be sorry. You knew that it was wrong. You knew that it was foolish what you just did because you could hurt yourself or somebody else. Don't do that. Or you didn't do the job correctly. Don't do that. Do it correctly. Because you know how. I expect the best out of you because you're the best. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now that's enough. Now go be the best. Go be the best. That's enough. Thank you. But you see, when you believe in yourself, when you believe the divine is within you, then you don't go making excuses. You don't say, excuse me. You don't do dumb things. And if you do dumb things, you don't certainly bring anybody's attention to it, you know. So we want to learn how to listen within. And one of the most joyous, happy experiences that anyone can have is learning how to introspect and then introspecting. Well, now you have a lovely day. Introspect, think this way, and just do the way I do. I just turn everything over to Ellen. I love you. I love you. I love you.